Hello, everyone. This is the March 3rd meeting of the Pacifica National
Recording
Board.
Recording in progress.
It's a regular meeting of the PNB. It's 8:35 Eastern Time. And let's start with the roll call. Would the recording secretary please call the roll?
Julie, before you pass the mic to Marianne, would you mind saying again the date? Because I did start the recording just now.
Yes, absolutely. It is Thursday, March 3rd, 8:36 p.m. Eastern Time. And Marianne, would you call the roll?
Check. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to be sure. I have a little sometimes. Okay. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen. Okay, I hear nothing. Bert Cohen. I hear nothing. Jim Dingaman.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. I'm going to have to go around a second time. Donald Goldmacher. Donald Goldmacher.
Present. Recording stopped.
Good.
Recording in progress.
Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Heather Gray.
I heard that Heather might be late to join the meeting.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Excuse me?
Mic check. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I can't get audio to my headphones for some reason. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Donna Grimes.
Present. Yeah.
Okay. Evelia Jones.
Present.
Good. Ali Lexa.
Present.
Good. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Good. James McFadden.
Here.
Good. Darlene Pagano.
Present.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Sharon Salam.
Here. Yes.
Mark Van Landage.
Here.
Good. Beth Van Gunten.
Here.
Good. Egberto Willis.
Presente.
Bueno. Susan Young. Susan Young.
Here.
Julie Hewitt. Julie,
I'm here.
You're here. Let me go back. Teresa Allen, any word?
I know she's going to be on tonight. I don't know why she's not on yet. I'm calling her.
Okay. Bert Cohen. Any word on Bert Cohen? Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Any word on Vanessa? Okay. Who else are we missing? I think that's okay. We have, staff. Sorry. Stephanie Wells.
Present.
Good. Julia Kennard.
Here.
Good. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Good. John Tatum.
Here.
Good. And I am present. So yes, we have two people who will be late and two who are unaccounted for. But we
Marianne, this is Heather.
Vanessa's here.
Vanessa is here, and I hear Heather is here.
So. Yes, thank you.
Gotcha, Heather. Gotcha, Vanessa. Okay, still missing Bert Cohen. Otherwise,
Teresa Allen, I think.
I was told that she would be late.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Next.
Next item on the agenda in terms of the preliminaries are excused absences. And Heather, do you know anything about Bert and his not being here? Did he communicate anything to you?
Yes, I haven't talked with him in the past few days, but I know he hasn't been feeling well, but he's feeling a bit better these days. So I'll get back with him and then report to the board.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I'd be happy to excuse his absence if
I will ask that you please excuse him for this evening.
Are there any other excused absences? Are there any objections to an excused absence for Bert Cohen? Hearing no objections, Bert's absence is excused. The next item on the agenda is identifying timekeepers. So I need a timekeeper for people.
This is Heather. I'll be glad to do it.
Thank you, Heather. And then I need a timekeeper for topics. Any volunteers?
I'll volunteer.
Thank you, Susan. And it looks like Teresa Allen's here now.
Sorry.
Quite all right. We just finished roll call and the preliminaries. So the next item on the agenda is approval. And I will read through the high level aspect of the agenda for those following by phone. Item 3 is approve minutes of the open session of February 3rd and February 17th. Item 4, acknowledge the passing of Askia Muhammad from WPFW. Number 5, resolve issue of delegates to committees, a motion that's in the appendix. Item 6, the teller's report and ratification of committees, also a motion in the appendix. Item 7 is the ED report and Q&A for 10 minutes. Item 8, the CFO report and Q&A for 10 minutes. Item 9 is committee reports, of which there are 3, coordinating, COVID-19 task force, and technology task force. Item 10 is unfinished business for 20 minutes, standing up the Pacific and National Advisory Council. Number 11 is new business, which include, at least as of the time that we drafted the agenda, a motion on setting a new time for PNB meetings. Since then, I believe there have been additional motions that have been forwarded, and they would, I would argue, belong under new business as well. And item 12 is adjourned to closed session at 10:30 p.m. time certain, and that's because we have a small but important agenda to cover in the closed session this evening. And before I continue on with the agenda, I want to make sure that the directors all realize that the first time that Polina sent the open session agenda out, it was the agenda from a previous week's meeting. So make sure you look at Polina's corrected email that was 12 o'clock noon Eastern time today, 9 a.m. West Coast time. Do the math if you're in the middle. Sorry. And just to make sure that you have the latest version of the agenda. So having said that, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So move, Chair Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence. A second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Thank you, Jim Dingman. Beth.
Thank you. Do you want a report from the National Development Task Force? There's a brief one prepared if you want that.
We could add that under committee reports.
Okay.
Do you want to move that we amend the agenda to include that?
Yes, I would like to do that. Thank you. Please, I move that we amend the agenda to include a brief report from the National Development Task Force.
Is there a second?
Second. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I put in a motion concerning the mistake we made last time on the bylaw committee issue. with the member, the director, one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates who are then serving as directors from each radio station. We made a little boo-boo there.
Yes.
I don't even know if we have to debate that. Could we just rectify that rather rapidly in some way?
That is what, is item number 5 on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your, we gave it a whole 10 minutes. I hope it doesn't take that long, but we shall see.
Chairperson, this is Lawrence.
Hang on. Beth made a motion to amend the agenda, and I have to act on that motion, the amendment first. So are there any objections to Beth's amendment to the agenda?
No.
You don't have to say no, just say nothing. Sorry. hearing no objections, the agenda is amended to add the development task force under committee reports. Any other discussion on the agenda?
Yes, Chair Lawrence.
I heard Lawrence and I heard somebody else. Can I figure out who the somebody else was before I...
Someone else was your secretary, Chair. Just to notice that we probably want to put a time limit on that. Should that be 5 minutes as per other reports for Beth's report?
Yes, let's make Beth, does that sound appropriate?
It will be much less. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead, Lawrence. Thank you.
So there will be no COVID-19 task force report because we're unable to meet due to me being in the infirm, I guess. I don't know what to say. I was in the hospital, so we weren't able to meet. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence. We can just skip that item when we get to it. We don't have to actively amend the agenda, I don't think. But that helps with the timing. Is there any other discussion about the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Beth.
Go ahead. I've looked and I can't find the correct agendas in my email at this point. Could I ask that for those of us who don't have them, could they be resent?
This is Paulina. I'll resend it to the whole PMB and to you, Beth, separately. Hopefully your mailbox is not full. I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. I'm getting other mail, so thanks.
Thank you. All right. If hearing no further discussion about the agenda, can we vote on approving the agenda as amended? Or let me step back and say, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. That makes the next item approving minutes of the open sessions of February 3rd and February 17th. Are there any corrections to the minutes that people would like to suggest? Can I have a motion to approve the minutes as submitted?
James, so moved.
So I heard James. Teresa, would you like to second the motion?
I'll second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to approve the minutes of the February 3rd and February 17th meetings? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Again, a reminder that if anybody finds anything in the minutes later, we can always go back and correct them at a later date. That puts us to the next item on the agenda, which is acknowledging the passing of Askia Muhammad from WPFW. Askia was the news director at WPFW. Those of you who powered through the entire PNB meeting of February 17th know that the word of Askia's passing was announced late that day, and since it was announced publicly, Sue Goodwin shared that news with the PNB then, but it seemed appropriate. It was really quite raw at that point in time, and it seems appropriate to acknowledge Askia's passing. I want to say a few things, and then I'll invite some other people to, maybe speak about Askia. Actually, first, let's just hold a little moment of silence in honor of Askia and to help him with his transition. Thank you. And now, I want to say just a few things about Askia. I didn't personally know Askia all that awfully well. I'd met him before, but, Askia was a long time, journalist and, over many years, he had a long, illustrious career and wrote a weekly column, I believe it was, for the Washington Informer. And, that was something that he was quite known for. I mean, his obituary was published in the newspapers here many people had been touched by Askia over his lifetime. I think he's taught an awful lot of, journalists in the Washington DC area. So he definitely leaves very big shoes to be filled. I will also add that, Askia, felt, incredibly rejuvenated the last couple of years as he started a show that's a relatively recent show in the scheme of things at WPFW. It's a couple of years old, but,
3 years.
Called Monday Morning Quarterback. I mean, it was a new show, despite the title, but, he felt really incredibly rejuvenated by the experience of starting that show up. And Sue Goodwin, who's the staff director from WPFW, worked really quite closely with Askia on that show. And so perhaps I'll invite Sue and the others from WPFW who might want to say something about Askia to go ahead and share something with the board. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Julie. Today we held a funeral at the Nation's Mosque here in D.C. And if you pay attention to what's being written about Askia right now, what you will learn is a man who has just had the most amazing career as a journalist in and of himself and also promoting Black journalism. It really has been was a spectacular career. And Washington Informer, NPR, so many outlets in which Askia made his presence known and did such fine work. I cannot, it's very hard for me to express to you the privilege I have felt to work with him these last 3 years. I met Askia back in 79 when I first came to DC, but to work with him every day, over these last few years has just been such an amazing privilege, and I am so grateful for it. And today, when I approached his casket, I just said, thank you, Askia. And every phone call we had, every single day when we discussed the show, the last thing he said was best show ever. And that's what I said to him. So Pacifica should be very proud that this is where he spent so much of his career. We should be very proud of that. And we will continue to carry his legacy. Thank you all.
Thank you, Sue. I don't know if Vanessa or Donna want to offer anything.
Well, Julie, like you, I didn't really have the privilege to know Askia. I certainly knew of him. He was a giant of a human being. Very quiet, very dignified. Just a very modest person in his speech and movement. My understanding is that he was at PFW from day one. So, PFW is, part of his legacy. And, I've heard that programmers have literally been crying on the air, about his loss. So he deeply moved and touched the lives, of many. And he really certainly helped PFW to become the station that it is today.
Very true.
Oh, and this is Donna. I would just like to add,
He had, I listened to his show. He had a morning show, Yardbird Suites, classic jazz, wonderful music. He also mentored young people. He was starting to bring young people on and had them, and they were so polished and confident. And they did the weather segment on his show. I've known him for several years. I've known him not so much as a close friend, but as somebody I just admired. His poetry was very strong. I read his columns in the Washington Informer, always a very strong position on and very clear, position on issues, and just a wonderful person, just such a real model for us. And, he will be very missed. And yes, people were crying on the air, and also many, people in the community contributed to the station in his honor. He's just left such a tremendous impression. And for us, he's still alive. He's still alive. His spirit is with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna and Vanessa. And Sue. I will just add for the others that, WPFW is the youngest station in the network. At, just about 45, well, exactly 45 years of age, you know, add a couple days, I think. So, you know, we're at that sort of poignant period in our, the history of our station where, you know, the people who were around at the very beginning are getting up there in years, perhaps. So we lost one of the founders of the station, you know, people who were there from, you know, like Sue said, day number one. So at any rate.
But please, all of you, understand how much he believed in Pacifica. And, you know, Escia worked in so many journalism outlets. He believed in Pacifica. Please know that.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to say anything, or I don't know whether people at other stations might have known a skier or known of him and want to add anything?
Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I didn't know a skier personally, but I learned a lot from him, from his work on the air. I always admired the way the two of you, Sue and him, pitched together. That was beautiful. I learned a lot from that. And I wanted to mention that COVID, Race and Democracy is now working on a tribute to two people. That is Fernando Velázquez and
Ahmed. Yes.
And I'm co-producing that, and I'll be happy to be in touch with anybody who would like to contribute to our little tiny tribute on the national level to Askia.
That's great. We'll pass word of that along, to the PFW programmers, because it really is incredible just how many of the programmers, you know, all across the grid at PFW, knew Askia and, you know, were touched by him. So thank you. That's a lovely and fitting tribute. I appreciate that. All right. Anything else?
Thank you, Joey.
Yeah.
May I say,
Sure,
word.
Lawrence,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to sort of jar Teresa Allen's memory, because we were at a P&B in-person meeting in D.C. that PFW hosted. And a fellow named Jim Brown, that I know some of you from PFW know.
Time.
Introduced me to him. And I thought he was the most gentle and approachable person that I, and there's a lot of people like that, but I thought he was the most genuine person that moment that I had met. So I'd like to thank him for his contributions to humanity. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. All right.
Thank you.
We're at time. So let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which is number 5, which is resolving the issue of delegates to committees. Okay. There's a motion to, in the appendix, to amend previously adopted motions. And so I'm going to read it first, and then I will do a little motivating. Okay. Whereas the Pacifico National Board passed motions standing up a number of special committees at its February 17th, 2022 meeting, and whereas the Pacifico bylaws, Article 8 on other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 2 on composition of board committees begins, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates who are not then serving as directors from each radio station. Resolved that the phrase, as well as one representative from each LSB, be struck from the motion to stand up the elections committee for 2022. Further resolved that the phrase, one delegate from each of the five stations, be struck from the motion to stand up the programming committee for 2022. That's the end of the motion. So a little bit of motivation here. I had a conversation with Mr. Tatum, our parliamentarian, to make sure that we kind of went about this in the most efficient way possible, and that's why this is a motion to amend previously adopted motions. You know, it's not, we're not rescinding the motion. We're not revising the motion. We are amending a previously adopted motion. And, the key is that we're striking out the phrase where, I think, you know, well, it was a motion to amend the motions that had been, you know, listed in the agenda. And while it was well-meaning because it meant adding delegates, what it didn't do was acknowledge what the bylaws say, which is that we need to have two delegates from each of the stations. And I think, you know, to me, it just goes to show how much pain Lawrence was in during that meeting and how distracted maybe another person or two might have been, and or the fact that some of the newer directors probably don't know the bylaws backwards and forwards. And then, you know, sprinkle that with a little bit of dust that has to do with the fact that I think many of us from our experience on LSBs, if not the PNB, recognize that smaller committees tend to be fleeter of foot, and, you know, it's easier to get more work done in a smaller committee than a very large committee where it's difficult to make progress because not everyone's voice can be heard, or things just take a long time if everyone's voice is heard. And so, you know, no one objected to the amendments, you know, at the February 17th meeting, though they were, you know, in contravention of our bylaws. By striking these two phrases, you know, notice that I didn't say replace them with something else. We're just striking these two phrases. And basically what that means is that the motions that we passed still stand up those committees. It doesn't say that there are zero LSB delegates on those committees. It means we default then to the bylaws, which override, you know, or kind of the authority here because we wrote those things in our bylaws, right? Like I said, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, which is true for a small number of committees like governance, finance, et cetera. Coordinating and finance, you know, these committees shall have two delegates. And so at any rate, we didn't have to actually specify the number of delegates in the motions that we passed because that's taken care of for us in the bylaws. So, I'm motivated before I ask for somebody to, is someone willing to make this motion that would correct our mistake from before?
Vanessa.
So moved.
And second.
We have Vanessa and who else?
Jim.
Thank you.
Okay. Got it. Now, I already motivated. I apologize for getting ahead of myself there in terms of the parliamentary procedure. But discussion about this motion. I see Lawrence's hand and I see Teresa Allen's hand.
Thank you, Chair, for yielding the floor. My question is that the motion specifically and the section in the bylaws that I was in too much pain to, he what Jim Dingelman was saying about the two delegate requirement. I don't see a need for the affiliate director to be associated with the elections committee because they don't hold elections. They are not voted in by station membership. So I move my amendment to this is that those affiliate directors that were elected be removed because they really have no role in the delegate elections that we hold throughout the five nations in the network. Their criteria is different. No disrespect to the affiliate directors and to the affiliates network. But that's my amendment, Chair. And I seek a second. I'm done, Chair.
Yeah, thank you. I was waiting. Sorry for the pregnant pause, but I was waiting for someone to second.
Okay, I'll second it.
Thank you, Sharon. Discussion on Lawrence's amendment to the motion.
Chair Vanessa to the stack, please.
Yes, Vanessa, go ahead.
Lawrence, I know you said no disrespect, and I'm sure there's not, but I don't understand excluding anybody. I don't quite understand what purpose that serves. Maybe I'm just misunderstanding.
Yeah, may I quickly respond or?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Lauren.
Okay, so it's not codified in Section 8, Article 8, Section 3, in regards to membership and composition of committees. That it's only delegates. Delegates are those people who represent stations, the five stations that we have in the network. Affiliate directors or affiliates do not have an election process as we all go through as potential delegates. So that's one reason. Then I have an amendment, I have a motion to address the disenfranchising that you alluded to, Vanessa. Thank you.
Teresa, your hand's up.
Sorry, my phone just came on and I'm going to silence it. Thank you. Does it say, can you tell me, Lawrence, where in the bylaws, I hadn't thought about this, but obviously these affiliate directors wanted to serve on certain committees. Can you tell me where in the bylaws it suggests that they wouldn't have a choice to be on a committee if you want? Because the elections committee is not a standing committee. So we're suggesting here that not only must we have two delegates on this committee, which makes it a committee of 15, at least 15. And I thought I saw in the bylaws where the affiliates could decide to be on what committees they wanted to serve on. So I have two issues here. I'm still not convinced that we have to have two delegates. In my notes, and I think it was maybe from a discussion similar to this, maybe 10 years ago, where it says except, well, we have an amendment to add certain things, and then we have this other amendment. Are we discussing two things at the same time?
We're discussing Lawrence's motion to amend the motion about amending the previously passed motions. So we're focused on Lawrence's amendment, which is about.
Did we just pass the motion to amend previously adopted motions? Did we already pass that?
No. First we vote on the amendment to the motion.
Okay.
It's voted up or down and then we vote on the motion as amended or not.
All right. So my question is, I understand that you say that affiliate directors don't go through the same election process as we do, but can you show me anywhere in the bylaws where it says that they should not be on this committee?
Chair, may I respond?
Yeah,
So we are at time on this item, and so the question is there a motion to extend discussion?
I move to extend for 5 additional minutes, Chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Susan. Are there any objections to the motion to extend for 5? Hearing none, 5 more minutes. And I will just quickly note, we can't have too many of those kinds of motions and still go to executive session at time certain of 10:30 and still cover all the material. But continue. Go ahead, Lawrence, respond.
Thank you. So as we know, affiliate directors have a different threshold and criteria to become directors on the PMB. They are not classified as delegates, which in Section 8, Article 8, I keep saying Section 8, Article 8, Section 3, denotes that it's delegates from the 5 stations. So, also there's no representation on the National Finance Committee either. And for obviously the same kind of example. So that's where I get that from, Teresa. I don't know if that clarifies anything for you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lawrence. I'll just add that I believe that I included the affiliates director because they had been included in previous years and so did so out of past practice. I don't have the foggiest idea how long of a past practice that might have been, but in crafting the original elections committee motion. Are there any directors who can comment on that?
Chair, I could comment just real quick. It's an anomaly that this year, all the years that I have served on the PMB, there has never been any affiliate directors on the elections committee and other committees as well. In fact, I believe they were also prohibited. No, that's staff. They were also prohibited from serving on. we did pass motions to put into practice that they could serve on a coordinating committee and stuff like that. But there's never been any practice where affiliate directors have been on the elections committee. So, and again, not delegates.
Fine, my mistake. I thought I copied it from last year. Any further discussion on Lawrence's amendment?
Point of information, Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
So I just wanted a little clarification from Lawrence. So what would be the practical effect? What committees are, does your amendment seek to exclude affiliate directors from all committees or certain committees?
Chair, may I respond?
Yeah, sure.
No, Vanessa, we are not, I'm not looking to exclude any of the affiliate directors to committees that they already have been elected to. The elections committee is an anomaly because they do not engage in the same kind of process that us as potential delegates and other SPE members do throughout the 5 stations in the network.
So this is limited to elections?
Yes, Vanessa, it is.
Chair, may I speak, please?
Sure. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I oppose the amendment. There's not previously been any committees, including elections, on which affiliate directors could not serve if they chose to do so. It still feels exclusionary. So I oppose the amendment for that reason.
Thank you, Vanessa. Any further discussion on Lawrence's motion to amend?
Teresa? I would like to say something.
Sure.
The first chair of the PNB was Marty Derlin from KGNU. And I just cannot imagine any committee that we would not have let her serve on in that capacity. And even though affiliates have their own structures, I'm just not sure that we should exclude them. So that's my two cents.
And I would like to ask Lawrence, what is his reasoning on the amendment? Why do you think it's necessary?
Chair, may I respond?
Yes, Lawrence, go ahead.
In the spirit of the bylaws, I think that's what I base my foundation on in making this amendment. And the fact is that this is not an exclusionary motion. This is a motion to make sure that the Elections Committee is in the spirit of the bylaws. And I understand Marty. I met Marty many years ago. So I certainly understand this point. Susan, I think my foundation is in the spirit of the bylaws and the implementation and the compliance, to the spirit of the bylaws. And there's never been any practice, where, affiliate directors served on the Elections Committee.
Fine. Thank you. That was, time on this item. Can we move to a vote on or is there any motion to extend discussion of Lawrence's amendment, or can we move to the amendment itself? All right, let me start with Teresa. You didn't just put your hand up again, did you?
No.
Thank you. So let me start with: are there any objections to motion to Lawrence's motion?
Yes.
Thank you, Vanessa. Can we go to a roll call vote then? Marion?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. So, Teresa Allen?
No.
Votes no. Jim Dingaman?
No.
Votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
Passes.
Hang on. Sue Goodwin. I'm not here.
Yeah, I'll say no.
Votes no. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Donna Grimes.
No.
Votes no. Evelia Jones.
No.
Votes no. Ollie Lexa.
No.
Votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Votes no. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Sharon Salam.
Pass.
Passes. Mark Van Landuyt.
No.
Votes no. Beth Van Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Donald Goldmacher, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
No.
Votes no. Let's see. Sharon Salam, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. We have two yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Okay, with two yes votes and 16 no votes, the motion fails.
All right, is there further discussion on the original motion? Beth, did you have something that you wanted to say?
Yes, I'd like to propose another amendment.
Go for it.
This is brief. It's in the spirit of the main motion itself. Resolved that the PNB revert to the original language of the January 20, 2022 resolution authorizing establishment of the Pacific and National Emergency Management Work Group.
Beth, did you submit something ahead? Should I be looking for something you have already submitted?
Or is I just pasted it into the chat, Marianne.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have we started a new time clock?
Oh, sorry. No, we didn't. Can I get a motion to extend the discussion? Maybe for 5 minutes.
So moved.
So moved.
Vanessa. Seconded. Was that? Beth seconded.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
John Tatum, the parliamentarian. I was looking to get your opinion on the fact that this particular motion may be out of order because the amendment that you stated earlier is what's on the floor at this time.
Meaning that there can't be another amendment to that motion?
Well, it seems as though this motion is attempt to amend the part of the main motion that has not been amended yet. That was my take on it. They were trying to amend the original motion and not on the motion as previously adopted.
I think this is, I see what you're, okay, Beth.
What's on the floor now is what you motivated earlier.
Right. What the original motion that was included in the agenda that was sent out to everybody.
As amended, correct.
Well, except that the amendment failed.
They have not voted on the amendment yet.
No,
they voted on the amendment to the amendment. That did fail.
You're right. It failed. So,
yes, so we're back to the amended as you motivated earlier. But it seems that the language that you put in the chat is attempting to amend the original, which does not include the motion as previously adopted.
It controls access from the West, totally makes Ukraine a landlocked.
Beth, can you clarify your intent?
I know what it is I'm trying to do. I can't quite follow the parliamentarian's concern here. All of these committees were reviewed, committees and the task forces were reviewed together at the last meeting, and there were minor changes made to each that we're now attempting to correct by referring to original documents like the bylaws or the resolution that established the Emergency Management Work Group. And my intent is simply to revert to the original language, the original authority, as we're doing with all the other committees. And when I asked about where and when and how to introduce this, this was the advice that I was given try to amend the current motion to include this too, because it's of a similar nature and similar intent.
Okay, I think I understand that, Madam
Chair. Let me note, we are not running a clock yet because we have not approved an extension. So we're just basically at zero time for whatever we were talking about.
Now, what I understand now is that her motion would be in order after we finish the part that you said we should strike out. Whether that gets an up or down vote, then her motion would be in order. We have to finish what you originally want to strike out.
So in other words, if I can say this correctly, Mr. Tatum, the motion that's on the floor is a motion to amend previously adopted motions.
By striking out certain words, yes.
By striking out certain words. And you're suggesting that we have to complete the action on that, and then we would treat this as a distinct and separate motion to amend.
Correct.
Previously adopted.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, so... Okay,
I'll wait.
Thank you. Okay, so are there any objections? Because we're out of time, so Teresa Allen.
Well, I would like to move that we add 5 minutes for discussion of the original amendment. Motion to amend.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I second.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay. Are there any objections to the motion to add 5 minutes? Hearing none, 5 minutes. Thank you, Susan. Okay. Teresa.
Okay. So this is what I wanted to originally talk about. We started out with standing committees, and elections and programming are not standing committees. They were added. And as one of the people that was working on these bylaws originally, we have learned from this. We've learned as we went, and we've added things. And I think that people tend to equate these with standing committees, but maybe they should not have even be called committees. Maybe they should be called task forces or something else. I encourage the PNB to think about this, having referred to this as a mistake in thinking about the size of these committees. And as you said, Julie, or as you said, Chair, smaller committees can be much more fluid and flexible. I wonder, for example, if some of these might be management committees, or might, I just think, for example, programming in the past year, programming at times has met two or three times a month. And there were times when there were only four or five people on the call, but the chair kept calling meetings. And I'm wondering if that actually is not discouraging to people on the PNB to have to work so hard to get things done. Not that this committee hasn't been productive. It's done some really good things, but I'm wondering if there was a signal there from the attendance of this committee that perhaps it didn't have the right number of people on it. So is it so bad to have one director and one delegate on programming, for example? And we're not really talking about that. We're just kind of automatically assuming that because what was originally in the bylaws about standing committees, we are applying to all committees, and that includes things that have come up, and we just keep adding and adding and adding committees.
Teresa, your time is up.
Thank you.
Beth, your hand is still up. Is that because you can't put it down?
That's unintentional. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I just put it down for you. Okay. So Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. I'm thinking about what, Teresa just said. And, I think that's something to be taken a look at. But right now, since all the other speeds, I believe, have elected delegates to these PNB committees, standing or working committees, whatever it is that they want to call them, I think it's well thought of, but I think it's too late. And then, Chair, on the amendment, I'd like to voice my vote. I don't want to, so in other words, I'd like to go to to a roll call when we vote on the amendment. Thank you.
And Lawrence, just to clarify, you would like to us to have a roll call vote whether there are objections or not?
Yes, please. Because I have to voice my vote.
Thank you. Further discussion?
James, for a sec.
Yes, James, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to add to what Lawrence just said about when is the proper time to discuss the idea that Teresa brought up about whether we have too many committees and whether it's burdening the members of the PMB with too many assignments, we possibly get the same amount of work done in with fewer committees and fewer meetings. The real issue that I see with the situation is that it would require an amendment to our bylaws. And of course, we're not ready to do that tonight. So I think Lawrence is right. The discussion has merit. And I think Teresa is right that the discussion has merit. It's just we can't do it now.
Thank you, James. Any further discussion? Teresa?
Well, we could divide the two. We could vote on the issue of the elections committee, and then we could separately vote on the issue of the programming committee. Because these are not standing committees. Because these are not standing committees, I think we can decide, but you might differ.
5 minutes.
Thank you, Susan. So, I will just, kind of weigh in here and say that as the bylaws are written, it does not apply the two delegates only to standing committees. It says, you know, except as otherwise noted in these bylaws, all committees, blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't make a distinction between standing committees and the other category, which is called special committees, according to Robert's rules. We're out of time. Can we go to a vote on this?
Chair, may I request that we stand for 2 minutes? Because I have a motion in regards to Teresa's idea. So, and Jim has his hand up as well. Jim Diggerman.
Yeah, I see Jim's hand. But I need a second for your motion to extend for 2 minutes before we can discuss or before I can call on anybody else.
I'll second.
Thanks. Any objections to the motion to extend for two? Hearing none? Two more minutes. Jim Diggerman.
Oh, no, I withdraw. Oh, 2 minutes, forget about it. I'll withdraw my comment.
Lawrence.
Yes, I'd like to, in the spirit of cooperation and collaboration, associate myself with Teresa's motion to divide, and that her concern be referred to the governance committee. Seek a second.
James, second.
Julie, I'm not sure how to raise my hand, so.
Yes, I do see your hand physically raised.
And okay.
I will call on that, but except hang on a moment, because now we have a motion to divide, and I think I have to deal with the motion to divide before we can forge ahead. Is that right, Mr. Tatum?
No, that's not right.
Okay.
Sorry to say that, though. I wanted to get people back to the notion that we are discussing and voting on what you motivated earlier. Now, you motivated by striking out a clause here and then another clause there. So the only thing that they could divide at this time would be the two different clauses and vote on them separately. That's the only thing they can divide right now. There were two areas where you struck out certain words. That's where the discussion is, and that's what we voted on. Nothing else. No new motions or anything. So if they want to divide something, I'll just say this one more time. They'll have to divide the first place you requested that they strike out some words,
and then divide that against the second place that you suggested that they strike out.
Time. Thank you. I see.
So, don't count my time, please.
I apologize.
I think I can do this, make a ruling as a chair on this, that what we're going to do is we're going to not divide the motion because, after all, it's really to strike two phrases that are in two separate motions that we already passed that are in contravention to our bylaws. They're, you know, and so if you vote one up, you have to vote the other one up or you have to vote them both down. It doesn't make sense there's nothing to be gained by dividing them. The points are well taken, about, you know, sizes of committees, et cetera. And, you know, that's an appropriate thing for the governance committee to take, you know, to take on and come back to the PMB with some sort of recommendation, but it doesn't prevent us from voting on this motion now. And so can we go to a roll call vote? Okay. Madam Recording Secretary, please.
Are people ready? Okay. So, it's the underlying motion to amend, to strike those two items. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen, you're muted.
I'm sorry. I'll say no.
Okay, votes no. Jim Dingman.
Just to clarify, we're voting to return this back to the bylaw, correct, Madam Chair?
Correct.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donald Goldmacher. Donald Goldmacher.
Okay. I will abstain. I'm sorry, I will pass.
Are you passing or abstaining?
I'm passing.
Pass, okay. Sue Goodwin.
Abstain.
Abstains. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes. Donna Grimes. Okay, we may have to come around again. Evelia Jones.
Pass.
Passes. Ali Lexa.
I'm going to pass right now.
Passes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Says yes. Okay. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam.
No.
Votes no. Mark Van Landout.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Let me go back to those we have missed. Donald Goldmacher, you passed.
I will abstain.
Okay, abstain. Let's see, who else? We did not hear from Donna Grimes.
Pass.
Too late for that.
Yes.
Oh, okay, abstain, abstain.
Abstains, okay. Mm-hmm. Evelia Jones, you passed.
And I vote yes.
You vote yes. Ali Lexa, you passed.
I'll vote yes.
Votes yes. Okay, I think that covers those. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yes, 2, 3, no. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. 14 yes and 3 no's, the motion passes.